Yeah, that's Coco and Ben there, of course, and a track called Good Feeling. You're listening to Solo Radio, Soul People. My name's Steve Plum, and my co-presenter this week is Mr. Eddie Edmondson. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve, and it's great to be here. Two shows in one day for me, that's fantastic.
Can't believe it. if everybody who normally listens to Solar during the day and at night on Sunday knows that Eddie does a 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. slot every Sunday and has done for the last 3 or 4 years. It's called A Taste of Soul. Fantastic show.
And I love doing it. I love every minute of it. And so to get to ask to come and do this with you, Plummy, makes my day this.
Yes,
day.
And that first record was actually one of yours, mate. So tell us about it.
It was. Well, it was Coco and Ben. Again, it's one of these records that it's been in the back of my mind for years. And then all of a sudden we were sat in Lanzarote, we were, and I think Clive Farley played it one afternoon, and I went up and I couldn't remember who it was by, and it just struck me then and there. Went and searched for it for ages, and eventually got hold of one. And I've got to say, looking at it now, it's got to be the worst record label I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not easy to read, is it? It never has been. That's Coco and Ben, Good Feeling. And first of all, thank you to Paul Collins for the last 2 hours as well, just to quickly say that. Great music, as always, Paul. And Eddie, the next selection is also yours, and what is it, mate?
Right, the next one I'm going to play in is just soul music at its best, Vivian Reid, and Save Your Love For Me.
To you, my love, and love will be your guiding star. Temptation's waiting, we both know.
Temptation's waiting,
but I'm a real tough act to follow. Oh, baby, you know I made it tough as it could be for whoever tries to replace me. Yes, I'll be okay. Your way, but don't forget I love you, love you. Don't forget these arms and promise you'll do this for me.
That is, my man, hey, just absolute soul quality, and it's from that year again, 1973.
Yeah, fantastic record, mate, an absolute classic by Vivian Reid, a great record.
Right, I believe it's your turn now. What are you going to play for this?
Yeah, I've got a couple coming up. This is the first one from The Young Divines. Decisions there on Sussex Records and Stop Playing Around. Yeah.
Cracking track that, mate, to tell you. Absolute belter.
That'll go down well at the lay-in, I reckon.
I think that'll be a floor filler.
Yes, and the one before it, The Young Divines and Deep In My Heart.
Got to admit, I've never heard that one before, but it's instantly likable.
Yeah, I mean, they used to play a track by them called Ain't That Sharp, which is a great record on Note Records, but that's another one I've dug out by them. I think that's got future as a record that could get played again.
Definitely.
Deep
definitely.
In My Heart. And yeah. Eddie, what's your next one?
Right then, the next one is Groover Mitchell, What Hurts, on the Vanguard record label from 1976.
Speak to him. Sexy.
Another belting record is that one, bud.
Yeah, Lamont Dozier, Take Off Your Makeup, Eddie. What a great record.
Yeah, well, it was one of those records that I bought the album when it came out. Big Lamont Dozier fan, and it's in the back of your mind. But the other week I was at the Carlton Club near Leeds. Had a few to drink during the day, as I tend to do, I'm afraid. And one of the last records was Flanny, and he played this one, and I thought, oh, Got to get one of those.
Yeah, it's a great record, and I love Flamont Dozier. And but I must admit, over the years, I've always played the Chuck Jackson version, which again is on ABC Records.
Yeah, that's right.
I used to play it quite a lot down at the Orwell. A great record. Yeah. Both records are absolute class. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And I think you were saying that Chuck Jackson's the harder one to get as well.
Yeah, it's a tough one to find. Although saying that, that little seven that you've got there, you don't see the Flamont Dozier on a seven that often either.
No, that's right. Well, good old Flanny had two of these, so.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Nice one, Brian.
Right, what are you doing? It's your turn, mate.
One going out especially to Clive and Sue Farley, and we'll play them Goldie Alexander.
Surprise to me, girl. You all the man was living for. He don't deserve such misery. Go back and give him all your love. Go back and give him all your love. Go back and give him all your love. Go back and give him all. Cheating on you, girl.
Cheating.
You came to me looking for revenge. You knew I'd like to hold you in my arms, but I know we'd both be sorry in the end. Go back and give him all your loving. Go back and give him all. Stop for a moment and let your heart decide you. Don't waste your time.
Absolute classic there from Jimmy James, British Maid, Hey Girl.
Don't want to go about the leg in too much, but that is another one that absolutely packs the floor, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, and the one before it, yeah. Goldie Alexander, oh, Go Back has been quite popular. We've been playing a lot of 70s, not necessarily rarities, but quality records.
I think the thing I love about it is the fact that one record can be worth £1,000 and the next record can be worth a fiver, and they both... great music, fill the dance floor, you know, that's, yep. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it?
And the next one that we've got down there at the lay-in is on Saturday the 18th of February with Bob Hinsley and our own Clive Farley guesting, so that should be good.
Going to be a great night, I'm sure, yeah.
So, Eddie, what's your next record, mate?
We're sticking with the 70s, 1972, the Dial record label. This is Mr. Joe Tex and All the Heaven a Man Really Needs.
The other day, he told me, he said, Mr. Joe, when I got my pocket full of money, he said, I got all the woman I need. He said, when I eat, my whole family, cause it ain't nobody there but me. He said, you know one thing, I like it like that. But I'm a true believer that a man's heaven lies in his woman, because she can be his heaven, or she can be his hell. I really do believe. Sing this here with the fellas, listen.
Woman is all
the heaven a man really needs. If she can make him truly happy, I figure she's all the heaven that a man really needs. Cause the little material things don't mean nothing, cause man is gonna have them anyway. But a woman that can bring her man peace of mind, it's better than all of these things in it. A precious little baby is all the heaven that a man really needs. And to watch it make its first steps, oh God, that's all the heaven that a man really needs. Cause to have lots of money really don't mean nothing, cause all man is gonna do is just throw it all away. But to watch his own image and likeness is more than money could ever pay.
They smile when they get on the outside, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors. I don't want nothing else myself. I don't know about you, but if I'm lucky enough to find myself a good woman.
Talking about love, universal love. Talking about love, universal love. It's a new thing.
Mr. ZZ Hill and Universal Love. That again in the 70s, 1978, Columbia Records. And I don't know how you feel, but ZZ Hill is one of those guys who just didn't get the credit that he deserves. I mean, the voice of the man is incredible.
No, I completely agree with you. The stuff that he's done over the decades is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
and that is a great record. It's one of them that's been poised to be a big record for so many years.
I love his version of Temptations, Ain't Too Proud to Beg as well.
Yeah, I must admit, I've heard you play that out a few times recently. I think you hammered it at the last Soul in the Sun.
Just a bit.
When's the next one?
The next Soul in the Sun, funny you should mention that, mate. It's on Friday, April 13th. The 13th.
Yeah,
April the 13th, and we're there for a week at Vivo's Bar in Los Americas in Tenerife. The actual club this year, what we're doing, it's 1 week only, but 3 days before and 3 days after, the club's going to be open with our DJs, free admission, and we're going to have a live act on as well. But then the actual Soul in the Sun is just for the week starting the 13th.
Excellent, and musically and The whole week's absolutely fantastic, and the afternoon sessions are just stupendous.
Just great, aren't they? Just you can sit there in the sun listening to great music with like-minded people and slowly getting drunk. Yeah, it's great.
No, sangria. Quickly getting drunk.
But it just doesn't come a lot better, does it?
No, it doesn't. And moving on now, we've got the this is one of the tracks that we have played on Soul People quite a bit in 2011. It's from the band The Fantastics, and a track called We Got a Good Thing Going.
Just look, I'm here for you, girl. Oh yeah, my baby. One look, and what do you see, girl? Oh yeah, my baby. You know, you're looking at me, girl. My love is shining on you. You know, it's happening. I try to put into words.
I'm silent. Silent. La 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 la.
Another track that we've played on Soul People over the last few months, that's James Patterson and a track entitled Silent, and the one before it, The Fantastics, We Got a Good Thing Going, two cracking tracks off an acid jazz EP, which is actually been delayed, it's due out now in February, and there's four unreleased tracks on that EP. Absolutely fantastic stuff.
I look forward to getting one of those. And that James Patterson one, I seem to really... you writing something about that in Blues and Soul, is that correct?
I did, sir, yes. I did my first ever column in Blues and Soul in December. It was in the printed magazine, but it's actually online now. I think if you go on bluesandsoul.com, see the actual, it's called Steve Plum's Vintage Soul, and I did my top 10 previously unreleased 45s of 2011, and that those two tracks are both in it. So,
what's number one?
Number one, Spencer Wiggins.
All right, yeah,
absolutely, yeah. No danger about
it. It's a great track,
absolutely
yeah.
Wonderful. So, Mr. Edmondson, what is your next track?
Well, we're going over to Philadelphia this time, Mr. Bunny Sigler, and this is a track called Keep Smiling.
Hey, baby. Why you sitting there crying, put your head down? Don't you know when you cry alone? But when you laugh, oh, the world laughs with you.
Ooh, baby, keep smiling, baby. Keep smiling, keep smiling, keep smiling, baby. Keep smiling.
Keep smiling, baby.
Mr. J.J. Barnes, and I'll tell you something, I love the guy, and but that is my favourite track of his. And when you think of all the stuff that he's done, you know, to say that one track is your favourite is it just shows what how good that record
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I love that track, and it's also an LP only track as well, right. Isn't it? On Perception, I love that track, really
Nice. Just a little story about J.J. Barnes. I bumped into him at Soul Do, I can't remember where it was, years ago, and I said, well, could I do an interview for I was doing on Lakeland Radio at the time, and he said yeah, and he gave me his home number. So anyway, I gave him time to get home, and then a couple of weeks later I phoned him one Sunday afternoon, and his son answered phone, and he said I'm sorry, he's at church at the moment. And I said, oh well, I'll call back in an hour. Yeah, no problem. So I called back an hour, and his son answered phone again, and I just heard him shout, hey Pop, it's that dude from England again, wants you.
Well, there's no doubt about it, you are definitely that dude from England.
Dude from England, goodness sake.
And before that, was that Bunny Sigler?
That was Bunny Sigler, yeah. You know, I'd got a weird start to that one, but once it kicks in, what a good record.
Cracking record, again.
I do believe you might have one or two of those for sale as well.
Yeah, I've always managed to get a couple of spares on the old website, but great record, Philadelphia International. And we're coming to the end, believe it or not, of the first hour. I can't believe how quick it's gone.
Flies by, doesn't it?
Going to play a couple of records that we featured quite a bit last year on Soul People. First one by Billy Stewart, late 60s magic, called No Girl. And then after that, we're going to finish the hour with Betty Wright and Circle of Heartbreak on Alston Records. And Eddie and myself will see you in hour two.
Okay.